Joanne next. Morning, Joanne.
Morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, well, I've rang up, I'm employed at the community and voluntary sector, and we'd really like to help this woman. And I'd asked your listeners today, you know, to take on board the fact, how would they live on £50 for 2 weeks? Obviously, the DHSS, her local benefit office, are deducting monies from her benefits, maybe for overpayments, maybe for social fund repayments. So, you know, as a benefit advisor, I at Windsor Women's Centre would need to look at this. Also, you know, they're saying, why doesn't this woman go out and get a job? I mean, she's been unemployed for 15 years. I mean, 15 years ago, did anyone help her to go on MVQ training qualification courses? Did anybody help her to move forward? That's why organisations like Windsor Women's Centre exist, because we deal with lots of women, young girls as well, who leave school with no education. And let's not go regarding the education system in this country, Stephen. Let's not go for the underachievers in there. I mean, over 25% of the population can neither read nor write. And what we do is we encompass women, local women and women Belfast-wide, to come into the centre to gain education and training. We provide childcare, counselling, therapies. The help is there. And that's why we at Windsor Women's Centre want to reach out and help this woman this morning. This is not a hard luck story. As far as I'm concerned, I see people and families and children living like this every day on the ground.
Well, you say that,
we,
Joanne.
We, in fact, work with Food Store, Stephen, a charity, a Christian charity called Food Store. We deliver food parcels every week. We help the elderly with hampers at Christmas. It's absolutely disgraceful what's going on. And the attitude of the population, and you know, in this country, is why don't people like that go out and get a job? It's just absolutely disgraceful.
Well, you say
there are no jobs.
Well, Joanne,
the economic
Joanne, I want you to speak to Graham this morning, who's called us, because I dare say it'll be interesting to hear what you have to say to him. Graham and Utnabi. Morning, Graham.
Morning, Stephen.
Tell Joanne what you think.
I just think, you know, the lady's been out of work now for, what, she had, last time she's had a job was...
Well, she didn't work. She's never worked.
Aye, so she hasn't worked for her whole life. You know, Stephen, I'm a bricklayer. I'm out of work now 3 years now. I've went out and I've got another job. I'm working away. I've got no GCSEs or nothing. It's not that hard to go out and get a job. You know, there's always something there, you know, sales, something. She pitched a good call for help on the radio this morning.
Graham, can I respond to that? I mean, yes. It was very sad to hear that woman actually saying herself that she didn't have the confidence and she didn't have the brains. She didn't have the brains to even go take on a job packing shelves. Now, you know, that is very, very sad. And that is very, you know, indicative of the society that we live in, that there is a class here who, you know, unfortunately cannot even be classed as working class because, you know, they have never worked, but who feel so, so humiliated and despairing in themselves that they just actually don't think they're bright enough to stack shelves.
That's very sad, if you ask me, you know.
Exactly. And that is why organisations in the community and voluntary sector exist, to help women and men like this. And I can tell you, in the community in which I work in, that the peace dividends certainly do not seem to have paid off in this community.
You know, if that lady
says, one of the most deprived communities in Northern Ireland.
You know, that lady says that she's got a bad back. You know, if her back's that bad, she'd be on the DLA.
Graham, do you know how hard it is to get DLA? I have worked as a benefits advisor for 8.5 years. And let me tell you something, it's very difficult.
Okay.
Disability living allowance.
Hold on, Joanne. Hold on. Let him speak to you. Go on, Graham.
Hello?
Go on, Graham.
Hello, Graham.
Hello.
Right, Graham, have you any... Let's bring in Thomas in North Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
Hey, dear, Stephen. Stephen, obviously you have sympathy for anyone that's stuck in that situation, but I think people need to understand a wee bit too of what's happening with the economy here. I work 15 hours a day, Stephen, and I'm sitting here with £6 in my pocket to do me the Friday until I get paid. And a lot of people who are working at the present time who don't get any help whenever they're stuck in a rut or anything like that. A lot of people, by the time they have paid out their bills, paid out their cars to get to work, paid out their house insurance, blah, 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 they've less money in their pocket to last them for a week than a lot of people that are on benefits now. I'm not talking about people that are genuinely on the sick and stuff like that. And I think that, I mean, this girl needs to be helped. Obviously, if she hasn't got the confidence to get a job, she needs to go to one of these courses. I was talking to you a while back about my daughter who went on one of the things with Tesco's. You're on a show about, was this labour, cheap labour and stuff like that. And my daughter was stuck in the benefit trap. And she went out and done that for 3 months. And she was getting less money. But she wanted to work. Well, because she wanted her, she ended up getting a job because she was working while she was
doing. So what are you saying about that lady you've heard? A lot of the calls not sympathetic.
She obviously needs help, but she needs to do something herself. I mean, you can't... I mean, that man on before, I left school just at 17 years of age. I've never been unemployed. And I can tell you, Stephen, I've had some crap jobs.
Is that fair, Joanne?
Stupid stuff.
Well, she needs to do something for herself as well. I left school at 18. I went back into education when I was 25, and I have used what I have learnt to help others who are less fortunate than myself. And it is the woman sector who helped me do this, who helped me educate myself. I was lucky that the woman sector was there to pull me up, to return me to education and to help me. Now, what age is this woman here today?
You're hitting me on the head by saying that they helped you help yourself. I mean, I know that people get stuck in a benefit rut, and it should be looked at more, that maybe there should be more done because it is. Why should anybody come off benefits and end up with £50 a week less? That's stupid. But there needs to be more done to either help that woman. She needs to go out. She needs to go out herself. She needs to go and get a course. She needs to do. You can't just sit in the house and do nothing.
Here's the number today.
Everyone to help you.
Joanne's going to stay with us today. Joanne's a community worker in South Belfast. Joanne has quite a lot of sympathy for this lady. If I just read some of the tweets that are coming into me today, Gareth Dickey on Twitter says, "No more airtime. Just another person from our country with a victim mentality and a sense of entitlement." Alistair says no one on the brew admits it's because they're lazy. They all have excuses such as a lack of confidence or a bad back. And it goes on like that. 08459 555 678. Michael. Morning, Michael.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead, Michael.
Stephen, I just want to make one quick point. The girl says that you can't get a job because there's no confidence. You have enough confidence to phone your radio show. Tell you what, it would take me a lot less confidence to ask someone for a job than it would to tell the whole country my story. That's the only point I want to make.
What are you trying to say?
Well, see, literally, she's on your show, she's trying to pitch her story. She could join the agency, she got a job through the agency, being a cleaner a couple of days a week. You're saying, you know what I'm trying to say?
Is it just possible, Michael, that that lady has contacted this show because she's genuinely desperate and genuine? You know, what are we becoming? Look, okay, I do understand, of course I do. I understand those of you who are cynical, of course, and you're possibly right. But is there an iota of a chance, Michael, that there's a 33-year-old woman, there's probably more than just her, by the way, but let's take her, is it possible that she's genuinely sitting in her house in the freezing cold with £7 for the next 9 days, can't eat and can't heat her house? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible, but is it not also possible that she can go and get a job? I mean, can you not do? Is there nothing you can do? You cannot enter into a course. There's a lot of courses about there. I mean, if I have a job now, if I want to redo my GCSEs, that'll cost me over £300 for a full year. These people are getting free. Cannot do a computer course, anything.
What do you mean, anything? These people? Again, we're looking down on people that are getting benefits, aren't we? That's what you're doing.
No, we're not.
Well, what are you doing?
I just wanted to make my point, Stephen. She had enough confidence to phone your radio show to tell a story, but she hasn't got no confidence to ask someone for a job.
Speak to Joanne here, Michael. Speak to Joanne.
No.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay.
I mean, Michael, I find this unbelievable. I mean, the Tory campaign has really worked. It has really seeped into the consciousness of Northern Ireland in that there's them and us. When it just isn't true. I mean, this is a government that has cut funding services, health services, education, care for the elderly.
care for people who are suicidal. I mean, we have high suicide rates among the young here, amongst women and men who feel absolutely destitute. And the consciousness and the comments coming through on this programme are unbelievable. Where is the social conscience to help those who are less fortunate than yourself? Taking into account Tory government policy and how they have hurt families and young children.
Do you know what though, Joanne? The comments, to be fair to the people phoning this programme, they're reflective of what a lot of the community thinks, which is they're out working, we're out working. You know, do your very best to get up and get a job. And if you haven't got a job for, you know, since you were 18 because you don't have the confidence, then get the confidence.
Exactly. I really feel for people who are working too, especially those in the minimum wage, because their wages aren't rising, their rents are rising, inflation, their fuel bills, their you know, their food, clothing, etc. And remember, we in Northern Ireland pay more for fuel as it is, and clothing and food, than our counterparts on the mainland. So take that into account as well. I am actually giving food to people who actually work, who are on the minimum wage every week. It's not just the unemployed.